Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee with our activities director, Matt Fouch, as we check in following, I guess, an okay year here at Pella High School. Had a lot of fun, obviously, ending things off with the double state championship, going all the way back to a remarkable fall season. What a year. It's kept you and I and Sarah and the entire team very busy, but for all good reasons, the kids were tremendous this last academic year.
Yeah, exactly right, Andrew. We're just incredibly blessed with the kids, the parents, the community, the coaches, the directors, the sponsors that we have here at Pella High School. You know, you can celebrate this Double Dutch Championship this last week of July, but if you look back all the way to the last week of last July and how much work that all of our programs have put in, this is all really just a culmination of the overall work ethic that they've all put in together. So we're super proud of them.
Well, and I think what has made things so much fun is so many of these kids, whether it was at the end of this year with softball, that wasn't their only accomplishment. And it wasn't just in sports. It was across all activities. And I know that here at Pella High School, there's a belief that some kids obviously specialize. That's what they want to do. That's great. But so many of these things happen because they were in multiple sports and multiple activities, right? Emma Eakoff was in the volleyball championship this past fall. I can talk about Claire Smock being in two state tournament teams, all the way to those who are marching Dutch kids who switch over to sports in the spring. The culture overall, I'm sure, Matt, has been a focus and an emphasis to build that multi-sport and multi-activity culture.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I can think of about four different kids from the baseball and softball alone that played in a state championship game, whether it was volleyball or tennis or football. They lost those state championships games and they come back and win the baseball, softball state championships. And then you throw in marching band and show choir and forte and everything else. You're exactly right. It's just it's a culture of excellence that we have going on here. Each program kind of feeds off each other. They want to be better because of they see the leaders before them doing it. And so at this point, we're just kind of passing the baton and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Well, and even though things have been great, and obviously there's a lot of wins, there's also just a lot of building of culture. It's not just about wins and losses. And I know the thing we talked about last summer was launching basically a little more accountability for families, students, and all the above in terms of communication with coaches. And that's been a real emphasis of your time here, is to build a culture that's sustainable beyond wins and losses, that keeps coaches here and keeps them engaged, keeps parents happy and balanced with communication and all the above. And it seems like this last year, a lot of moves in the direction of building accountability for everybody in the programs.
Yeah, Andrew, I appreciate that question, that comment. You know, it's been a big point of emphasis for both myself and, across all activities at Pella, is just trying to empower the kid a little bit more, the student athletes, and really just create an atmosphere and an environment that allows our coaches to be consistent. It's really hard to develop a championship culture across all programs when you have high turnover rate. And so we're trying to figure out ways to keep our coaches in here for longer than 2 to 3 years at a time. And really, that way they can set their culture. It takes multiple years to set a culture in a program. You're not going to see overnight differences after 1 year. So that's our overall goal. And, you know, we've been so fortunate that our families have jumped on board with that kind of new initiative from a couple years ago. And you get a little bit of kickback here and there early, but overall it's been a great change for us. And ultimately we're trying to develop these student athletes into being great people and being able to be great co-workers in society someday. And we feel like empowering them with their voices with this initiative has really helped that as well.
We're here with Matt Fouch, Pella High School Activities Director, as we discuss an excellent year and preview what I'm sure will be another excellent year. And one of the initiatives and projects of your office is partnering with the community through the Booster Club. And there have been several initiatives. After this has aired, we have our big community night celebrating the new football stadium. And the Boosters are trying to raise funds for another initiative to try and build the next generation of Pella athletes and give them the best facilities possible.
Yeah, Andrew, just a huge thank you to the Pella Athletic Booster Club. People don't realize just how much work they put in. The board, it changes over every year a little bit, but overall the board, they're just grinding to raise funds and provide the resources that we need for our student athletes to be successful here at Pella. We're hoping to have a completely renovated weight room going into November of this year. So it's going to help all of our student athletes. It's going to help all of our classes that go through our physical education classes. And we're just very excited about the partnership with the Booster Club.
Well, and speaking of partnerships, hey, partner, we've obviously built a great relationship with Pella Dutch Live in the video stream, and obviously beyond that with photography and interviews and all the above. And KRLS Radio is proud to, I suppose, announce that we are once again the official partner of Pella High School when it comes to media, and really excited for that. It obviously keeps me very busy. These kids are fantastic. I enjoy it a lot, but obviously, once again, proud to be the voice on the video streams and all the other things that we have and partner out throughout the year.
Yeah, Andrew, and we're so appreciative of you and Trevor and the entire staff over there for all the promotion that you do for our student athletes, all of our programs. You know, it's really cool. I have ADs texting me all the time when they play here for postseason games that ask me, how the heck do you do your how do you do your live stream? How do you get the voices on your live stream? Just overall, the product that we put out there is one of the best in the state, and people recognize it. And again, that's a compliment to you guys and Andy Johnson in our IT department and all you do to promote our student athletes and our programs.
Well, and I know nothing's been firmed yet in terms of what the future of that looks like. I know a lot of conversations been had about subscriptions and all the above. Basically a stay tuned, it sounds like, on the sense of the video stream of trying to make sure that's accessible for everybody, but also is able to sustain itself and be able to be a big part of what we do as a community.
Yeah, you're right, Andrew. I think that's probably a stay tuned as of now. Obviously, it's my goal to make it as accessible as possible for as cheap as possible, because I know people all around the United States and even some outside the United States, family members tune in to watch their kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews play. So we want to keep that available to them.
And that takes us into, hey, fall is here. And a new change this year. In fact, before I recorded this, I recorded girls tennis coach David Bushka. We have a new sport in this fall. It's not new to Pella, obviously a very successful sport for us, a recent state champion and a runner-up. But there will be some activity already at the tennis courts and already has been late this summer into the fall.
Yeah, tennis going to the fall. Girls tennis, boys tennis will still stay in the spring. But as you know, change is hard. I'm just very appreciative of our coaches and our parents and everybody else who has multi-sport athletes now in the same season due to this change and how well they've just worked together to make it work for our students. And obviously, change is hard early on, but a couple of years from now, it'll just be what it is, and we'll adapt as we do with everything else.
And then with everything else coming up, we've got football, we've got marching band, we've got volleyball. This is probably the great time to work, if you haven't already, on getting activities passes and getting yourself ready to go. There's many different things and ways that people can save a little bit of money, but also commit some money to the program. And you and Sarah are working hard on making sure that everybody can attend things. If they want an activity pass, stop here on the east entrance.
Yes, exactly, Andrew. If you have a student in the school district, you can get on Infinite Campus and buy one through there. Or if you get a chance, we'd love to see your face. Stop in the activities office. Obviously, Sarah's out here right now working on physicals, activity passes, transportation, everything else. Big shout out to Sarah Treft. She's amazing. Without her, Pella Activities would be nowhere where we are right now. Huge supporter of Pella Athletics and activities in general, and she bleeds green, and she's great to have around here.
Well, speaking of bleeding green, obviously we got to see it full force with the Double Dutch Championship. But, boy, the community has really taken notice of what's happening here at Pella High School. And it's not just, right, the sports. It's been all the extracurriculars. And boy, it's fun to live in a community that really embraces our kids.
Yeah, you're right, Andrew. Just, you know, we went to those tournaments not knowing what would happen. You know, softball playing the number one team in the state, having to go through three Division I pitchers to win theirs, baseball coming in as a two seed with a lot of pressure on them, and just the way they grinded and represented the Pella community. The community should be proud of them, whether you're Pella, Pella Christian. These kids are part of the Pella community. They went to Sioux City and Fort Dodge, and they represented the Pella community with just pride and respect for an entire week. And we should be proud of them, and we're very appreciative of how the community is gathered around.
That's Matt Fouch, Pella High School Activities Director, as we put a bow on last year's team and then go ahead to the upcoming year. And Matt, it should be another fun year ahead. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks for the partnership, Andrew.